are available. We'll copy them in Mr. Shem after the shiur is over. We'll see how many, we don't want to cut any extra trees. We'll see what happens. Okay, Rabbosai. So we were discussing a very important matter, halacha lemaisa, in terms of the situation of kashering a pan, the pan that absorbed milchiks and fleishiks, one after the other. So I just want to review our conclusion, which was, you know, we're dealing with big people here. There is an opinion of the Ramami Pano. The Ramami Pano has quoted by the Shach. Yeah, let's review, since it's been a few days and even a few new people. Let's open up to Simon Kuf Chav Aleph, the Shach Sivkot Nches. The Machabe says, Machva Shemetagnim Bo'af Alpi Shal Inyan Chometz B'Pesach Ta'ala B'Hagola. The Gro explains, what's the difference? So there's a whole fight about machmas in general. What does it need? Does it need Liban or Hagala? I'm not going to go over that fight right now. But the Gro test writes, Kekotzev Amor, Nechayin Sov Avodah Zara, L'fomim Nisyabesh V'Avavit HaShmisho Edei Ho'ur, if all the oil dries up, so then it's like baking, and baking or it's like roasting, so it requires Liban. But Behetei Rabola, Ain't Sarach Liban. A Gemara Beforesh is Ayin Vavav and Aleph. Okay. Fine. Others say no. You're worried about that the oil is gonna burn out. Water in a pot can also burn out. We've had this experience. But not worried about it. It's not Motsui. Hadapsak. Machaber Tophas Ika Kadivri Harosh. He passes like the Rosh. The Rosh is lenient. It's a good idea to be machmir, you know, to follow the Mordechai's most strict. Okay. Avo bechometz, the belavach yesh omim the chometz nikra terabola. And if it's terabola, even if it's mamish leave fire, it's enough to have a gola. Avo gad lo svir lekein, as it says in the Orachayim, the mechaber himself holds that chometz is surabola. But since some say it's terabola, says the Vilna Gaon, b'chagav neshes mochaleim. It's a svek sveker. The Vilna Gaon is a pasha of svek sveker. Some say the chometz is a terabola, in which case, no matter what it went in, even on the fire mamash, it can come out with hagola. And some say the machmis is always enough to have hagola, even by surabola, because they're not afraid that the oil is going to dry out. Svek sveker. That's just the basics of the, before we get to the fancy stuff, that's the basics of the way the Mechaber works, according to the Pshat of the Bi'ur HaGra, which we just saw. Fine. Says the Kivega. Came in the terrible. Beis Yosef, Mechaber. Fine. Gabba Machva Shal Cholav Obosar, Sagi Bahagola, Came in the terrible. Okay, so if you want to kasher something which is Fleshix or Milchix, it's also a terrible. So even though it's a pan, you can still kasher it with Hagolah. Aval b'shuvas Menachem Azaria, Arami Pano, Afano, Simon Sadeva, which we saw on the screen on Thursday. Kosav, Hatam b'nei shamachva shalov v'kachovim rov tashmishin b'li mayim, l'yedei shar mashkin, k'kon shemen v'chadom elo. Mashenge b'machva shal chometz, where there's an emtsoi, the key word which we saw, is the last word of the Shach, is a medium. The medium is non-chometz tikka oil. Mashenke b'machlo shel chometz. Ad kan l'shon. L'fi zeh. Kan b'machlo shel cholav al-bosar tzorech libun kevan debola b'lishem emtsoi. Because there's no intermediary. The milk itself and the meat itself are the protagonists. There's no water or we'll call it neutral oil separating. So you're going to have libun. There are two issues, which the two reasons to argue with the Shach. Kivega's reason to argue with the Shach is, no, it's heterabola. Heterabola is nothing to talk about. Heterabola is for sure enough to have Hagolah, even if it went on the fire mamash. That's Rabbi Kivega's reason to argue. The Chasam Sofer's reason, which is found in the Pischei Tshuva, Sivkot and Zayin, is he has thinks a whole new read. He said it's Shach read the Marami Pano wrong. I looked inside, and I understand that only an argument that comes to frying, when it comes to cooking and milk, and obviously he's talking about cooking, he never said it. We looked at it on the screen on Thursday, and we thought that on this Nakuda, we thought like this. The Shach said what he said. There were two kashas. The Shver as the kasha, Rabbi Akiva Hager, and the Edim as the kasha, the Chasam Sofer. What came us to looking ourselves with our own eyes, we thought the Shver was right, that the kasha is a tremendous kasha against the Shach. But the Edim, the Chasam Sofer, we weren't sure because he used the word chalav. The word chalav is just found in the Mami Pano indicates, at least to us, that in point of fact, he's talking about liquids as well. That's how the Shach assumes against the Chasam Sofer. But on the other hand, Rabbi Akiva Hager sounds like he's right. So with the terabola, so that's a serious issue. What the Shach, what he meant? Is there a way to answer that kasha? We don't pass like a Rami Pano at all. The Mefarshim say it's against the Rishonim. So what's the case we just spoke about? Just to review, because this is the most common case of all. A pan, let's say a fleshik pan. It's a review from Thursday, and you put in what you think is part of a margarine. Turns out it is dairy margarine, but I mean really dairy. Not just DE or one of those things. It's really dairy. What's it in? How do you kasha this pan? So we thought, based on the Rashi and Ayin Vav, which is quoted in the Kudas HaKesef, in Simen Tzadi Gimel, passed like this Rashi. Rabbi Kivega and Simen Tov Samach Aleph and Arachayim seems to go against the previous Gadim there, Aleph, and he passed also like Rashi, and therefore called like Rashi. I thought, since it only becomes treif in the wall of the pot, in the case in which it's Eina Ben Yom, in other words, assuming the pot wasn't used for meat within 24 hours, which is the Stam Kemei Ben Yom, you know it for a fact, it's a Stam. If it's the other way around, I have problems. But assuming that in that kind of situation, with more than 24 hours, we can say it only became treif in the walls of the pan, and things don't become treif in the walls of the pan if they were hetter beforehand. That's exactly the Rashi and Ayin Vav Amanal towards the bottom, which in the Kudas Ketzvah and Bekivek Paskalite, and therefore we have the right to be made of the Kasha Behagola, Cain, Nirali. Again, the tzir of those who hold that a machmas is always bahagol. Okay, that's what I wanted to suggest. Adkan Rabosai. This is what we spoke about at length. Now, just for the fun, I wanted to expand our series of things that we see on the board, which we don't think we ever had it before all year long. So this is down to the last couple of weeks. I want to expand it. I happened to catch my eye that after all the things that we have on our screen, Encyclopedia Talmudit is here. So we never, am I correct? All year long, I never showed it to you. It's not my style, but I can't resist. It's put so much time putting it into the whatever, Bar Ilan, which at least in one place look it up. So I want to look with you together under Hagola. I know it goes in alphabetical order. I assume they'll tell you exactly where to find it. Hagala, where's Hagala? Hagala. There you go. Excellent. Can you imagine this? This I never thought we'd ever have, but why not? It's a wonderful saving encyclopedia. It's really a lot of hard work went into it. Let's. It's coming up.
Press it again.
Press Hagala. Oh boy! I know by the footnotes. That's why I'll be able to find it with the footnotes. You're going to understand very well. This is a rather significant work. Watch this now. Blias Heter, okay? This is our sugya. Klishem nivla babosay deha esh. Right? That's exactly what we saw in Rebbe Kivega. Falatama Kolosh, watch this. Shanisha Bedofna Kli Achre Hagola, Vinis Arabachakach Bukholov, Ain Roy Lochul Olov Shemisu Chodosh Shabosa Bukholov. Here we go. So if you have the meat and the milk, which were not used within 24 hours, hold on a second. Did I get it right? Let's read it together. He didn't even say it about any Ben Yomo. He's talking about Ben Yomo. Okay? Avalim nivla bo bosa yadei ha'esh v'lo higilu atche nivla bo gan cholav yadei ha'esh. Oh. Shuv eno nikshar b'hagola v'tzorach libun gomer. Why? Sheklizek for bola iser. Why? Shekeshabisha bo cholav niflat bo tam ha'bosar ha'balua b'dafnosav v'sarev im ha'cholav. Vataruba shu isu chazra v'nivla b'dofne ha'kli ayadei ha'esh. He doesn't mean cholav, does he? Cholav's not libun. He must mean cheese. How can I mean milk? He's talking about ayadei ha'esh. How can I have milk ayadei ha'esh? That means they're amifanim. That even milk, as we said before, we thought is a problem. That's why I told you, if it's eino ben yomo, so the food is kosher, no problem. But if it's ben yomo, then the food, the milk itself, is going to become treif, basa b'chol of mamish, and then it's going to go in to the pan, without or pot, without any emtsoi, and it's going to render it treif, you don't have to have a libun. I think this is correct. V'yesh tovim, she'afem neshtamesh b'chol v'yadei ho'esh, kodem she'gilu b'mbli asbosa, kol shel nivlu ha'bosa v'chol v'asachas, ha'golem o'ilu. Why? Shebishah shenivla bo ha'cholav, lochal shame bosa b'cholav, elal ikur tama bosar, im ikur tama cholav, v'im niflotim ha'yadei ha'golav, avol ha'tam ha'kolush, ha'belua ma'od b'dofne ha'kli, ve'eno yotzim isham ala b'libun, and that's deep into the recesses, lochal shame bosa b'chol shame bosa b'cholav, Kevin Shetama Bosar Hoya Kolosh Ba'od, Kodim Shinilva Kolosh. The Yain Shem Chodosh Yochel Lochel Al Tam Kolosh Kozeh. This is heavy stuff. This relates to what we spoke about last time. Let's take a look at these two footnotes. Let's see. Footnote 400. Shut Ramami Pano. Ein Shachir Odea. Hey, Vima Dimi Arma. Shafi Gilu Konim Shinishtamish Bocholov. Ein Agola Mawila. Look at Rabbi Kivager. And it's true. It's at the Chasam Sofer. Shehi Sigum. Let's say it's not true that if you did a Hagola, it would work. Now, read one more footnote and I'm going to come back. Shulchan Aruch Harav. Tof nun aleph yud gimel b'hago, look in Sif Chaf Hei. V'lo hevi divir amah v'shach hanal. So after having seen these footnotes, Rabbi Osai, how do I go back to the original? This. You saw the footnotes, right? The first thing he quotes over here from Rami Pano, the second Shulchan Aruch Harav. We may have to see the Shulchan Aruch Harav inside. But let's first see, read it again one more time. And see what he said. He said a lot of stuff. Let's start from the beginning again. Oh, come on. I'm sorry. What happened? No, not her.
Just click the two tabs over.
This?
Can you look at the map? Right there.
Yeah, but why did it take...
And then go all the way to the scroll bar on the left. The left.
Here?
Yeah. You can just grab the bar. That's all there on top of it.
All right. So how good is your eyesight?
It's all the way to the bottom.
Oh, Getting close. Let's read it again. Okay, I want to share. Let's read it again. Okay, watch this. We said before that meat and milk are hetera bola. Fine, this we know. Start from the beginning. Kli shenivla v'albosa yedei ha'esh. Oilo ha'gola kadei latir l'shtamish v'b'chola yedei ha'esh. Nesha bosa shenivla hu heter. This should be davar poshut. V'atama kola shenisha b'dofna kli. Achar ha'gola v'nisar v'chakach b'chola. And we're local l'shem yisukhodesh al-bosa b'chola. So far it's so good, right? If you have a flesh of kli, and you kasher it with water, a pan, you kasher it with water, it's not going to be a problem if you then fry milk. This is everyone's mask to this. It's never pushed, although with the shrek. We don't understand the shach fully. Kivegas is never pushed, we assume it's pushed. Fine. Abel, I'm going to read to you a little bit from here until the end of the screen. Till four. No, just, no, till there. Just those many lines. I both say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8 and a half lines. Read it again, okay? Because I think it's important. Ablam nivla bo bosai de ha'esh. V'lo higilu atcha nivla bo gam kein gam cholavai de ha'esh. So they both came in and fired with no hagola in between. Shuv eino nichshar b'hagola v'tzorach libun gomer. This is our case, Rebbe Osai, potentially, of our frying pans, right? You fried meat, you fried milchika margarine. Shekliza kvar bola iser. What? How? It tells you how. Shekshabisha bo cholav, he means, again, okay, even, we saw the Ramah, in a chanami, even if it's known, see, he's quoting according to the Ramah, that even works for liquids. That's true, we don't pass like the Ramah, but we can apply the same thing for margarine, which is not a liquid, you're frying it, you follow what I'm saying? So, he's saying, but it's true, against Chacham Sofer, Ramah said even when it comes to liquids. Niflet bo tam abosar abalua bedofnosa. This arev imachola, but haruvas shia isur chazor nivla bedofne kli ayde ha'esh. This we saw. It's correct. It's a correct rendition of the Rami Pan by Ben Yomo. V'yesh sovim. We had a kash. Remember the hagolas kelim as the kash. I showed it to you inside. Why do you only say Ben Yomo? Why by any Ben Yomo? I read it to you from page Shin Ayin Gimel. Those want to look up later on. Shin Ayin Gimel. Read it again one more time. Remember the page number, Baruch Hashem. Shin Ayin Gimel. I think I remember the page. See, so. Quotes to Ramah verbatim. Mashakasim mach masacholev is bas yoma. L'chorein chilek bein bas yoma l'shena bas yoma. No! No, he said. He's wrong. Ramah's right. Because if it's a ba'ena ben yomo, then the food does not become treif. Food doesn't become treif. It can't go back into the pot. So I thought that, okay, right. Writer. What's this last piece? V'yesh sovim, and the source is Shulchan Aruch Harav. I'm willing to show it to you inside. Sha'af nishtamish v'abacholav ayadei ha'esh konen shigilu b'bliyas basa. Kol shlo nivlu ha'basa v'acholav b'vas achas ha'golam ha'wila. What do you mean b'vas achas? That's split second? Yeah. Don't even need a day. Why? Shebishah shenivlu ha'cholav lo, what came first? Cholav came first. No, forget. The basa came first. Now that I'm using the cholov, lo chal shem basar b'cholov ella al ikar tama basar im ikar tama cholov. Very nice ikar. Very nice ikar. Him the flotim ayadei hagolah. I don't know what he's talking about. The Ramah said that it's chal on the food, not on what's in the kli. The food. Aval tama cholov shabalu amod b'dofne kli v'noyotze b'sham al b'liban lo chal chal shem basar b'cholov. Kevin shetam. Habasar who kolish ma'od, kodem shem nidlabo acholav, ve'ein shem chodesh yachol lochol al tam kolish kazeh. What's he saying? He's saying that whatever was absorbed in the kli only comes out through libun. That amount, that is kolish before the milk came in. And it can't be chal on that tam kolish. What does he mean by that? Let it be chal on the milk itself. Let the milk itself be glat treif. Unclear to me. If it's a hinah ben yom, I understand it. Let's turn to the Shulchan Aruch Harav and see what he says. He quoted before, Tof Nun Aleph Yud Gimel. Where's Shulchan Aruch Harav? Not in the Sefer Chasidus, Baruch Hashem. Where is it? I'm sorry. Shulchan Aruch and Mefarshav? Okay, it's not really Soviet, but okay. Shulchan Aruch Harav. What? What's he doing over there? Orachai. Sorry. Here we go. Tough enough and Alta Rebbe Shulchan Aruch. Let's see. Sif Yud Gimel. Okay. Al Nishtamish and Chomas Tehur. וכן שאר כל הכלים אפילו של מיני מתחל שנשתמש בנידה בין חומץ טהור בלבד שלא על ידי משקה כמובן השפודים והסקלול שצול עליהם מול עיסה של חומץ שגוף החומץ נוגע בהם בשעה סטריוסו ואין ביניהם משום משקה תופח שיולך טעם החומץ לסוך השפוד והסקלול אלא ידי חום אש בלבד נבלו בהם טעם חומץ לפיכוך אינו נפלט בהם על ידי הגולה במים רוסכים וקבול לכך פולטו נוגע בסיסו מנה את חומץ הזה סירו בולה וכלי שנבלו בו חומץ על ידי משקה נפל ממנו על ידי הגולה במים רוסים, פיריד אבל כל כלי שנבלו בו רק חומץ על ידי חום או אש בלבד שלא על ידי משקה אין לפי ממנו על ידי חום או אש בלבד תהיינו שילבנו באור יופה יופה עד שניצוץ הזמנת ממנו Wait a minute. Did I write down the right Mara Mokum? Didn't we just have this is what he said here is obvious. Hold on. Ah, excuse me. There's a hago. There's a hago. This is it. I assume this is a hago. The hago is longer than the din. Chen adin bekele shenil dabeh hashar yisure Torah divrei yisure divrei sofim adei haur bilvad shetorach lalad na yofa yofa kashir shen isbar ala shar bishar yisure nein torach liban elak shab nivla nam dover iser ala nivla bem adei haur dover heter. Here's our case. V'chakach nasi isu kagon. Nitzaleim basa levado. Shu heter. V'chakach nivle ben cholov. Harei nechshar v'dei ha-gola. Why? Af al pi shetam basa ha nivle behen ha-idei ha-ur. Eno niflet mehem legarme ha-idei ha-gola. Nikomakom oso mua tam basa ha-balua ma'od b'socha. It's like the Peter quoted almost verbatim. Ache eno niflet mehem rak ha-idei ha-ur. Kol ha-shu ma'od. Beno kedai sheyochol olav. On that which is in the pot, shem chodesh, tahainu shem basa b'cholav, lefichach, tahainu b'hagolag, elaflit mehem ikar tam ha-basa, im ikar tam ha-cholav, shen asurin machmashu shem kedai, li kore alem shem basa b'cholav, in the front of the ha-golav, fish en b'luin ma'od, umutar, umosar tam ha-basa, umosar tam ha-cholav, shem b'luin ma'od, ven klushin ma'od, ven kedai li os nikra alem shem basa b'cholav, kevan, shetam ha-basa, ha-yo kolash ma'od, kodem shenivle b'cholav, Ain shem chodesh yochel ochel al tam kolish hazeh. Rabbi say, but the milk itself is basa b'cholav mamish. That's what the Rami Pano said. How does he contend with that? The Halakha Alter Rebbe, how does he contend with that? How does he contend with it? If it's Eina ben Yom, I understand very well. Eina ben Yom was gevaldik. But if it's a ben Yom, I don't quite understand it. I'm just missing a piece. Hold on. Don't know. Both sides, I accept the altar by Eina Ben Yomo. Ben Yomo, I'm missing a piece. Yes.
I don't understand how. Don't we normally say that with Bishul so that it goes throughout the entire Kli and the whole
Correct.
Difference is the way it's connected?
Ah, you're asking as follows. We spoke about it last week. Is the pshat when it comes to the fire, it goes in deeper, or it's more nisrach? What was the translation of that word, nisrach? Embedded. Not quantitative. It's embedded more powerfully, qualitatively. You want to see out there which way he holds? I don't
sounds
want
like he's saying
sounds quantitative. Sounds. But since we didn't like that sheet, the halacha lemaisa, I don't want to say. I don't want to put the Lubavitcher Rebbe aside that we can't accept. I'm a big. We have to try to help the Lubavitcher Rebbe. So I don't want to tie him to that particular position. I don't want to say that. Okay. This is the question. So, how the Rebbe get out of the question we asked? Maybe he holds as follows. When something is be'en, and it's tashmish or deha'ur, gets in deep. But the time which went out from the kedera is not that powerful, and it cannot be rebounded back in deep. That may be a possible pshat in the Eilat the Cholav itself, Aser. So I wanted the following Chiddush, going back months. Ein ha-nesa even by Bosa B'Cholav. The Taz Ashita in Simon Kufay Sivkot Yud Gimel. Talking to Taz, maybe we can say as follows, that whatever was absorbed in the pot that the Rebbe holds is divided into two. The powerful stuff and the weak stuff. The powerful stuff is going to come out later on with Haggadah. No. The weak stuff, even though the weak stuff gets into the milk and asses the milk, presumably everything becomes usher, but the milk is taka usher, but we apply a funny ain aneser over here. The original very deep stuff is not strong enough to be rebounded back in, and therefore the milk, which is asered by the original deep meat, will never get back in. That's my pshat al Rebbe. I want to defend the Heliga al Lubavitcher Rebbe. Okay, Cain nearly a chiddush gadol to defend the Rebbe. Okay, if the Rebbe is right, I'd love the Rebbe to be right in this case. Then, even if you take a pan and you was ben yomo, and you put the milch gemarj by mistake, it's still going to be kasha b'hagolah. So I guess I want to say that when it comes to that, we should all become lubavitcher chassidim and be matir it. According to the Rama himself, it sounds like he's only matir by ene ben yomo, as we saw as the adkas. So I'm just leaving this. I know it's a little bit complicated, but I wanted to bring it to your attention. That's the opening point for today's shiur, which is carried over from last week. Fine? Okay. Good. Having said that, Rabosai, I'm also way behind, took a half an hour, way behind my schedule. Let us now jump to some new topics, because otherwise this is our last shiur on this topic. But believe that, tomorrow we have to start the new one, no matter what. No matter what. Let's take a look at the Gemara Avodah Zarah, the last Amud, Rabosa, the very last Amud. Ayin Vav Amud Beis. Ayin Vav Amud Beis. Let's start the last one, Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. Okay? Yorah G'dolah Mai. It's too big to put into another bigger pot. Toshma dahu duda dahavi be rav akavya ahadarle gadanfa delisha apuma umalyua maya the artache. Omarava man chakal mevet kihain milsa ilav rav akavya de gava rabu kosova kibolo kachpolto ma bolo benitzotos apolto benitzotos. What's nitzotos? Spritz. Right? It went in by spritz, comes out by spritz. Zogt Rashi. Gadan for Delisha. Safa shall Isa Svivos Pia. Bishop the Kabul Mayim Harbe Viyavru Aroschim Al Svasa. Kibolo Kinyan Shabolo Asfasa Dud as a Isa Yiftateu. Mabolo Benitzotos Lav Bolo Elayade Nitzotos Shinditas Arasichel Shom from the Tarfus. Velo Huklus Alatok Yorah Keres Bishos Pias Isa. Kach! Bishas plitas pleta afalpi shloach nisa letoch yora acheres hovel v'nismales yofe yofe umala nitzotas al svasa polit miu gedan fabinan. Why shum de ilav hachi dilma lo having maske nitzotas al asofa b'hazimna. Rabosai, if you boil a pot of water and it gets the bubbles that blow, bubbles are plenty. And water starts to spritz out. But Rabbi Osai, are you going to be willing to take a video and follow the trajectory of every single how should I say, drop of water that goes higher, it could go straight over and miss it. Medalag alahor mekabes alagvos, and go from the pot and they'll go beyond the pot. How do you know it's going to land on the top surface of the pot? So you'll say, well, how do you know what happened when you cooked it with treif? So Rashi, I will issue on his bashel above pomim arbe. Im lo hela nitzotas kol shor hela pamachas. In a chinami, that maybe when you cooked once, it also went medalag alahorim. You cooked there 100 times. So one of the times it land on the top of the rim of the pot. And you therefore, there's no way to kasha by just doing it once. You have to put a dough and make some kind of a higher rim so that the water will be contained and land on the rim. Either, how should we say, swish or off the backboard. I'm not sure if the backboard works, but that's a push-up shot over here. And in that way, it's going to kasha the highest rim of the pot. Ad kan the Gemara here on Af Ayin Vav Amud Beis. That's the Gemara. Okay. That's the Gemara. So the Ran says, Pomim Harbe, the Kuli Shata. That being the case, if it happened only once, maybe you don't need a Gedanfa. So writes the Ra'ah. Bedek Abayis, Lamed Chesam and Aleph. What's his proof, Rabosai? Kol Yom V'Yom Nasa Gil L'Chaveiro. There was no Gedanfa. You saw the Gemara, Rabosai, yesterday. Last week, I should say. I have him out. You see from that Ra'ah, it's critical for those who were here last week, that he understood Kol Yom V'Yom Nasa Gil L'Chaveiro is a Gola Marish. Even though it wasn't roasting. As long as it's presumably the same heat every single day in the Beis HaMikdash. That's a very important yisot. A very important yisot. Yep. Therefore, according to the Ra'ah, since it has to happen, Kol Yom L'Chaveiro, Hagola proper also is not going to work beyond the time it became Nosa. Last week we saw the Rashi held from two different heterim. One, the heter of Gil, which must take place, regular Bishul, which must take place before the heterim became Isura, here before it became Nosa. Hagola proper works even after the Hatera became Yisura, because it's Shrach, as we saw with the Rashi, like Rashi and the Rachel that way. But they're all not that way. They're all that the Gil, the Chaver, is real Hagola. See it from here, otherwise there's no Raya. If it's real Hagola, it still must take place before it became Isur in Dofne Ha Kedera. You also see it, you don't need Roschim. Kabbalah Kach Polto. Most Poskim don't hold from either the Chumra or the Kula of the Ra'ah. Because therefore his Raya is Batal. Fine, Rabosa. So it's the Machlokas HaPoskim. And if the Sefer Hegolas Ked, you want to look it up later on, page Reish Samach Aleph discusses this Shaila. I'll read it to you very briefly. Reish Samach Aleph. Yimalenu Ashapit Svosov Yamidenu Aleish Kshu Yosher. And he put what do you do? A rim is hard for us to do. We have a substitute for the rim. Substitute the rim. Rabosai, open your... You have the Gemara's Pesachim here? Who has Pesachim? Raise your hand. Only one? Two? No one else has... You have Pesachim on your computer?
Yeah.
Okay, so between the two, you can look on. If you look on with him, everybody else has a computer. It's Ches Amud Beis in Dape Horat. I'm going to try... If you don't mind, I'm going to look up in my printed version. There's an alternative... It's very difficult to take a rim and build it around the pot made from dough. Ches and the bays and top of your rib, Mesech the Psalm. Perikol Shah. On the Makarks. The Rif quotes it then of Kibbolah ben Itzotzos, Kach Poltom. Everyone see it? Ches and the bays. The Rif quotes his din. Kibbolah benitzotzos, kach polto benitzotzos. He quotes our Gemara, an ayin vav amud beis. And here's the word kulishat I told you before. It's in the Dibra Maschon Aran Kosova. The last two lines. Miyu, Below gedan for lo sagi, why not? Below domi nitzotas the chada shata, the nitzotas the kula shata. Not sha'ata, but shata. Sha'ata is 1 hour, one time, and shata is a whole year. Okay? What? Okay. This is what the Ran says. But it's very difficult for us to make this. Overlay gedan for the tina umartechla. V'yesh and again. The very next line. L'labein ra'ofim v'avonim be'esh uva'od shakli mole v'roseach mashlich and also l'soho. Never saw someone throw a hot stone into a boiling pot. What's this hot stone? Where does it say it in Shas? Never. It's the Ran said it. It's the equivalent of Gedanfa. It's going to have the hot water overflow the rim. That's what happens. That's what you have to, this, what, this is the source. This is the source. And if those who want to see it elsewhere, you can find it in Masecht Avodah Zarah, since we have that Masecht also. Everyone has that in front of you. You have to see the screen. That can be found in the Hagos Ashri. It's also, I think, on the Maram HaKomos. At the end of Simen Lavov. Let's see, was it on? Was it not on? Sure. Let's take a look. Hagos Ashri, end of Simon Lamed Vav. Oh. Kosev Rashbam. Everyone see it? It's the end of the narrow lines in my print. Honor Regilin lo says, Evan the Tochayora of Amaim the Shpochim al Sfas Ayora lechol Tzodin. V'hochi Shapir. Okay, this is what he does. As we saw it in two places. A Sephardic source, that's the Ran, an Ashkenazic source, the Rashbam. So it became a mini kavua to follow on called Tfutzos Yisrael. It's easier to do that than to do this business with the rim. Does everyone agree this works? Well, let's take a look in the Beis Yosef, and see who agrees, who disagrees. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Well, I'd like to show the Beis Yosef first. Tur, where's Tur? Where's the Tur? Tur, Ora, that's it. But first you have Tur, Beis Yosef. We'll find that Beis Yosef discusses this issue in Ora Chaim. Hilchos Pesach, Tov Nun Beis. Okay, where are you? Okay. Vov. Here, he quotes it. Yore Gedola Tashma Nitzotos. Fine. But he quotes the Rashi Adkan. He quotes Im Yirt Yigach Evan Roseach, because of a Rosh from Mordechai, Perikol Shah. Yeah, Evan. Evan Roseach. Okay. Does anybody disagree? Sounds like a different portion. Does anyone disagree? Huh? Rabbi Yeruchim. Wait, where's that? I lost it. Rabbi Yeruchim Kosav. Where is it? He's read it? Ah. Sheyesh mishakosav she'en odai be'evim. Adavka b'savah sholtit. Aval olam nogol ha'achshib evin roseach. Now what's wrong? What's wrong with the evin sholtit? What's wrong? We're back to the tour, I guess. And all links. Let's see the Bach. Just, you know. You may quote it at greater length, perhaps. You want. Tit, here we go. It's Otsos. What happened over here? Did you talk about this? Anybody? long. I lost it. I think someone in the Bach is also gonna argue with the idea of the Evan. That's in Bays? Oh, Evan. Yo, he thinks Evan the Elyon, the old in Mayim, they call Svasov, it's better than Itzotos because it's in them. Yeah, Evan is even better. That's what I thought. And Evan is better than the Gedanfa. It all comes up. But then he says, he dafka the Gedanfa. Why? He should tasmin a resicha a sofa. I will Evan eno elekimon Itzotos to chadashata. But behind the Itzotos to kulashata. What are you saying over here, Chiddush? He's saying that the chasaran is not that it's going to miss it, it's not going to stay there long enough. Evan's going to go right over. The Gedanfa is going to keep coming. That's what he says, Psha. That's Pshat and Rabbeinu Yeruchim as the Bach said it. I don't know what he means. I thought the evidence even better. So again, I'm leaving it to, I don't want to spend more time, but this is a tumult. The minigas to use the evidence. Fine. Rabbi Osai, we spoke about it way back when. I want to show you just briefly the Pischei Tshuva, Simen Tzadi Beis, Sivkot and Gimel. That sounds crazy. Simen Tzadi Beis? Yep, Simen Tzadi Beis. Just for a minute. I know I'm looking at the clock. We're halfway through the shiur. Believe we're still going to finish. We have to. We just can't. Tzadi Beis, Sivkot and Gimel, Pischei Tshuva. Just going to refresh some memories. Here we go. Everyone see it? Nira de bechol mokom shehuska b'simen zeh shekdera asura im hi shal matches ubol ha'gila lo mahanik shiyim alena mayim v'yar tichena. Why? Dim kain sarachitzo no nigal ala tzorech lachnisa kulu liyora. I am bogan up. You can't, if it came tray from the outside, you can't kasher it from the inside. Isav had this makel. Goes me aver le aver. That's what I would have thought. I thought it's a davar pashut. It should work. Okay. I wanted to tell you a chiddush, Rabbi Osai. The Pischei Tshuva, Simen Samach Tes, Sivkot and Lamed Ches. I'm also going to keep floating all over the place here. Those who have the green edition should have it. There we are. Simen Samach Tes. It's in Shulchan Aruch. And the Ramah, Sif Chof. Towards the very, very end. The Pischei Tshuva Sif Kod Lamed Ches. Im klicheres nesa kulo umaisa ben mochu bosa ben otaf tzir al klicheres b'chutz hoya erev Shabbos v'yev shal hochen acheres hitter ayadei greida heitev the kevin shenafa b'chutz have a kekli menuka of the shorik and they ripped, they just scratched off that part of the kli called the Shabbos, etc., etc. Milchus Yaakov said af klicheres eno osir baka de klipa ayin shon. And after the klipa, and then he says, "Watch this. This is the critical point. What happened? Ma'isa shenot af tzir malicha al kankan shel porcelain, etzel ozen akli. They ain't tzarach afilu klipa. Why? Kevon shenafal b'mokom gavoa. The bechol's man sheyagiyu hachamin neged mokom atipa. He is shishim." Negat hatipo, kedagamon sof simen tzadi tes, It's dako l'shtamash bo b'shefa. It's dark. It turns out to be a dako l'shtamash bo b'shefa. That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. Afatash shamode imu acham esliyes. We saw that these modes that even though the Rashi was making even within 20, we're machmir against the mechaber the shach and the taz. But his mode, if it's not made, it's any ben yomo. That's what he says. Another coming to see this time. And he explains why. Kava, etc., etc. So I want to say two things. Number one, as far as the whole issue with the you have to fill up the pot to the very, very top with the gedanfa, I want to make the following comment. The Isa Veheter. The we said before was Mekil, that you don't need Gedanfa in typical cases. If it only happened, came in once, only was trafed all year long. That we saw, Kulishat. I had the following Pshara Lalocha Lamaisa. If it came trafed once, how high was the pot? If it was near the top, there's a very strong possibility that there was the tarfus jumped up and landed on the rim, we have to be machmir. However, we have to throw on a rock. However, if it wasn't anywhere near the top, very often the pot is just filled up one third of the way. Even though it's a possibility remotely that it jumped from the bottom third of the pot till the top, until the rim, it's not da'ak or b'kach, and never can be makel without an Evan. That's what I wanted to suggest, number one. Number two, as far as this is concerned, you see if it's dark of a shefa, we have a right to be makel in the shalom. To be makel, but this pischei tshuva. The same thing is in Hagolas Kelim Sefer, it's the same thing, Rabosai, page Reish Tzadi Gimel and beyond. He's talking about what he calls over here Kli Amiel. Klimatris mitzupa. It's what's this, enamel? How much what amiel is? Amiel enamel? Aleph mem aleph yud lamed. That's what's spelled over here in modern Hebrew.
Well, how
does
Rashi spell
that? Aleph mem aleph yud lamed. Do you have a dictionary?
Enamel.
So it's primarily metal with a tiny bit of coating of cheres. So a kenega, the tiny bit of coating of cheres, is going to become the shtamet, darker the shtamet, b'shefa. Whatever you put in there is going to be 60 times the coding. That's one of the points that's found over here in this particular sefer. Reish Tzadi Gimel to test. Here's 7 pages all about this nakud. Should come out, Rabosai. If this is correct, whatever absorbs with Irui should never require a kashering. Why? Because we pass the Irui only goes to Klei Klipa. We should say right away, automatically, it's Darko L'shtamesh Bo B'shefa. The answer is that the Tosfos who requires a hechsher denies the Rashba. We don't accept the idea of Nishtamesh Bo B'shefa. We saw that Tosfos in Ayin Beis disagrees. According to the Rashba, Rabosai, the Rashba himself holds even Klisheini requires kashering. It's Blia without Bishul. Maybe he holds that Iru is Mavlia Bekulo, and there's no Shefa opposite it. That's what I wanted to suggest, Rabosai. Okay? So let's chazer again. You have to, one of two reasons you have to kasher with Iru. It's Mefurish and Sugyas. If it goes in with Iru, it comes out with Iru. Agamar. The answer is for one of two reasons. Either you deny the Daka B'Shefa, Shitas HaTosfos, or the Rashba denies that Bli and Bishul go together, and therefore they're going to be Mavlia Bekulo. That's why you have to have, according to those we've shown him, you have to have a kashering with when it's be'iru. But b'shas atzchak, as we paskin, that iru is only a kedei klipa, and b'liya depends upon bishul. We spoke about it by Riches earlier. And the Ark of B'shef, we paskin, is good, eina ben yomo. So if it's eina ben yomo, we can be make on the shayla. Fine. What about glass? Rabosai took, looked in Tosfos Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, kunya. Right? Give a look. Lamed gimel advez tosis kunya. Glass. What's the status of glass? Very serious question. Tosis is as follows. Wait a minute. Last line of the daf. Kunya is hituch kleis chuchis. Shlo nisbashel kol tzorko. Hu menachol kmo kli cheres. Vaho elu tchilas b'yosu menachol shavina rabona kli cheres. Gamina. V'yafo agav de kleis chuchis sholem. Lo bola. Absorbs nothing in its glass. Hocha keva de ein bo ala kipui ala cheres bola. V'chein pirish orach. So Tosa says in passing that cheres absorbs absolutely nothing. Take a look at the Mordechai. Tough, chav, vav in the Mordechai. Sechta Vodazar. Everyone's like, come on. We have to move. Tough, chav, vav. Okay. Right sim. Doesn't look like it's the right sim. Again. Do you see Zchukas over here? Could be I wrote the wrong number down. Do you see anything in Zchukas over here?
Right
at the very beginning. Oh, sorry. Hani Kosa Shal Zchukas. Sheshasu behem shari mos hashana os l'shtotim v'pesach v'yada iru v'mishu d'avi kli cheret sol t'chaz v'rosu menachol av l'tash v'yishu b'tzona v'kol l'fam v'shorim v'psis v'shol lechem v'yayin v'avi kovet harikim v'vushal v'ravi yo kosav t'kli z'chuches shia v'lo bola k'neminig ha-belev v'raya of all places may ovis d'rav nosu. Do you believe it? Ovis d'rav nosu. It's perek mem aleph halacha vav. There it says, Gimbal Dvaram Ne Moram Bekli Cheres Bolo Mathen U'Mesham Hashem Betocho Mashenken Bekli Zchuches. That's what the Mordechai says, the name of the Rav Yoh, Rabosai. Name of the Rav Yoh. Okay. It says over there, Mara Kol Mashem Besocho. As I said to you before, the Zchuches in the Gemara of the time was see-through. It's Rav Moshe's Pesach. When it came to the Hagolas Kalim, and especially when it comes to Tefillas Kalim, that if it's not see-through, we don't give the chumras of glass necessarily. Some disagree, Rabosai, and say it's like klicheres mamish, tchilas briyosu menachol. The Ran has a compromise. Rabosai, those of the Ran, you had it open from Pesach before, open it up again, whether it's in real Gemaras or whether it's on the screen. This is Tes Amud Aleph in the Ran. Okay, before we run Chesem and Beis, now we're on Tes Amud Aleph, where the Ran talks about Zchuches. Rabbi said, where is it? It has to be right in front of us.
Right before.
The Ramas Chawah. Chazina, before Chazina. Umatzasi Kosov. Here. Nirali lahatir klei tzchuches hafilu b'machnis ha-nukiyam. The shi, the koshim, the bliyosam uta. Mikol ha-kelim. Umatzasi Kosov. Tachitza avastir avnosin. Not perig. It's perig mem aleph. Mishta vav, he calls it. Klei tzchuches ein bolin vein poltin. But what did he say? Bliyosam mu'uta mikol ha-kelim. He didn't say nothing. Said Mu'uta Mikol Hakelim. That's what it means over there. It says in Agirson, Avos Rav Nosson, the Eino Polate. We Eino Polate. They never absorbed anything in the first place. So the Ran said, Eino Polate means because a little tiny bit came in. So therefore, even that little bit never is going to come out. Some erased the Girson, Avos Rav Nosson, Perek Mamal of Mishnah Vav. Look at if you look at the fancy Avos Rav Nosson, you'll see it. So we can argue that it won't come in cold. Perhaps it will come in hot. Perhaps the Gra quotes Avister of Nosson and says there can be a tiny bit of Blia in certain cases. And some say it's only that Bolea Bitsonein, but if a Chaman of a Kovish, it's Bolea and not Pole. Let's take a look and see how it comes up in Shulchan Aruch, Rabosai, at the very, very end of Siman Tov Nun Aleph. I want to plain Shulchan Aruch. It's one of the most important shadows of all, is what you do with glass. First, the very end of stuff now to look where. Watch. No. What happened? Oh, clean schuches. I feel the machnis in the kiyum. I feel mishtamish and bechamin ein tzrichim shemechsher she'en bolim maran minik svardim. There's svardim I know that have one set of glass dishes for flesh and nilvix. Maran, nothing comes in. V'yesh machmirim ve'omrim nikvei schuchis afilu hagol olam ha'anilu chen ha'minik v'ashkenaz v'medinas elu. So one extreme Rabosai to the other. Yes.
Let's go slow.
Let us go slow. Let's take a look and see what the various mefarshim say. We have Bir Agra. It's not here. I have to get on links. Bir Agra. No. Supposed to go all the way down automatically. Oh no, not in this edition. There we go. V'yesh machmirin. Kli cheres. Hold klas b'yosam en achol. Per kam in the Shabbos. Ay tashmishin b'tzonan. Pomim b'shtamishin ben b'cham en esham en psisin sholechem yaseis. We saw this in the Mordechai. We saw the Mordechai already. Fine. And when Chosh and Kavuah, we don't follow up to Shmisho. That's the Minigah Ramah. Hagolah won't help. Why? Hatorah Yom Klecheresh and Yotze. Truma Zadeshen. Ovester Avnasen. Eino Poled Kiklecheres. Yeah, but it came in. Eino Poled means Hagolah won't take it out, but it did come in. If it never went in, it means it won't come out. Ah, it's Eino Bolea. No. The ratio shebolea pitzonein miyad afina machlisu the kiyum, as it says in Avodah Zarah lamagimel lamed base. That much it's not bolea, but it's bolea a little bit, and ain't a pole, it won't come out. How you know it's bolea a little bit? You must because it ain't a pole. If it's never bolea, how can it be pole? What ain't a pole? There's nothing in there. Meirik. Tois Avodah Zarah agololo mahani. Hikshu Arashi Shapirish Bavob Kena Milo Mani Agola Pirish Beschuchis Rak Shekosta the Kulo Shal Schuchis Lo Bola. That's what they say, but not everyone agrees to that. This is the Vilna Gaon Rabosai in end of Siman Tov Nun Aleph. So according to the Gra is defending the Shidas who are Machmir when it comes to glass. Oh, can you kasher it, Rabosai? Can you kasher it? I don't know. Can you kasher it? If it's Cheres, you can't kasher it. Let's go back to the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, I want to show you the Mishnah Berurah, what he says on this issue. Let's take a look, Rabosai. And Mishnah Berurah. So, how do you get Mishnah Berurah? I don't need links, right? V'yesh Machmir. I get it this way, I think. Here we go. Yesh machmirin, Klischuchas hol v'tchilas v'yosu menachol areyu klicheres en yotze dofil yola v'yad ha'gola afa gav tashmisho v'chtone in the fall mishnah shem v'chamim, as we saw it already before. Ad kan over here in the v'chein ha'mini u'b'diyeved em hoya rov tashmish chomet shlo v'tzone v'yad nishtamish v'matzah v'chamim below shem hechshem v'tr v'diyeved. What? Here we go. Vogan Avram. If you have to be Taz Mashal, the Chorah, the Mekel, the Gamri, the Evid, Prechodesh, Dato, the Sok, the Gamri, the Machaber, that was Svarni, no, nothing comes in. We come and come. The Ritva quotes the Ra'ah. That's true, but our glass is very strong. We don't have to worry about it. The tzorach liten alei mayim roschim fi mashe darko l'shtamish v'bechol yom the kibola kach poto v'chi hechid lo chayes v'chol yom at shimusha v'roschim kenato v'akopone b'li ha'gola b'vare ein lahatir. So though the mechaber never mentioned the possibility of ha'gola v'kli cheres, the sharatzin says yes, should do ha'gola v'kli cheres. Take that back. Kli zchuchis. I'm sorry, I misspoke. The Mechaber never mentioned that Golub was a double or nothing. The Mechaber said nothing comes in. Ramah said it doesn't come out. But the minig of the in-between minig found a place here in the Sharatzin, Kodif Niritva. It's not a question of Chayis. You can kasher glass, Rabosai. You can kasher glass. Kasher glass? Okay. The Mechaber left this out. The Reis Herzl left it out. He said, if you hold this boleh, like klicheres, and agol is impossible. And that's minig Ramah. The Ramah, however, Rabosai, in Simon Kuflam and Heisif Ches, is silent when the Mechaber is mekil when it comes to glass, if you put the treif wine in there for even for 24 hours. So how do you get out of this problem, Rabosai? How do you get out of the problem? So it's a machlokas gedolei aposkim. How do you reconcile the steer in the Ramah? I want to show you inside if I can. Where are we? Links. I want to get back to the Shulchan Aruch here. Okay. And from there I go from the links. It goes back twice. Links is the Shulchan Aruch. Oh, come on. It's the Shulchan Aruch. Now, I want to go to a Mogan Avram. Which letters are Mogan Avram? I think the... Let's take a look. I want to do this way. Mem Tes. Rabosai, can you help me find it? Mem Nun Aleph. Where's Mem Tes? Mogan Avram. Okay, Mem Vav. Let's see here now. Where is it? Nun. Where's Memtes? Chena minig be Ashkenaz, right? Right in its proper place. Says the Mogan Avram. Memtes. Chena minig. Al b'di'evet en lahachmer. Dake mosh. Pirish. Hu tashmisho b'tzone. Afidu b'lo agola kosher. Tashmisho b'chamen al kopone b'di'evet mani agola. Oh, then the Mechaber mentioned. Penirali, if Omad bo chometz mesliyes, dino ketashmisho b'chamin, as I said in Sivov, when we call she put in yash l'kiyum, not like yash, like yoredeh kuflam esivches, The Kamal Kulo Sekila Bi Anesech Mashenkin Bechomets. Ayatul Chafal. Whoa. The Magen Avraham is saying, even when it comes to cold bliya, we're machmer by chometz, only make a special kula when it comes to yayin esach. That's it. That's the Magen Avraham shita. If it's hot, forget about it. No way it can be maker. No way it can be maker. However, Rabbi Osai, what do you do Magen Avraham? We're makel in Sifcha Falaf. He quotes Sifcha Falaf. Well, I'll get the Shulchan Aruch. I hope I can get, I hope this is the right one. I think it's the right one. Yeah, okay. Sifcha Falaf. Chavir Shocheres Shinosbo Sheikh Sorin Mutara Bagala Obiwa Gimel Yamin. Okay? That's Kli Cheres. So why is the Magen Avraham asking the Chatchila by Kli Zchuchis? Maybe it's just a Chumras Ramah. We don't kasha Mimin Hoga. And the Ramah said so. Ramah writes in Chof Hei, Matricha Magola V'chein Noagin. So presumably it's going on Zchuchis as well. Zchuchis. The Kitzah Nimet, Rabbi Osai, this is a problem. Mili v'iwi, you may have heard about from your grandmother, they took stuff and they put it in water 3 days and filled it and refilled it. You ever hear about these things in real life? Today we always buy new. Fine. That's what we try to do. Okay. Halacha l'maisa. This is a whole discussion. As far as glass is concerned, ooh. You have to follow your own minhagim. Some use, some will be makel on glass, and some will not be makel on glass. Fine. I'm just running out of time. I want to talk about plastic. From glass to plastic, very important. Let's get to Rav Moshe. Talk about Moshe. Should on plastic. Shoot. Vigorous Moshe. Oh, a chayim. Chelik beis. Simen tzadik beis. What happened? My green blot. Could be rubber. Wow. It's rubber, it's not plastic. So the wrong, wrote the wrong thing down. He writes as follows. Rubber who may eat mani agola. Vafi may suffek mitzad sheyesham eza choma chemi. Who suffered the rabbana shiva the kula. Avi yesh rubber sheyeno may eat. And the mitarovas minim chemiim. Shudava chodosh. Shlo nimtze bedivri akadmonim. Ein lahat el hagilam. Can you imagine that? What? I have another source from Rabbi Shem. And this is the Ole Yeshua and Rabbi Felder, Shalita. Oh, Choshev Rav, now it's in Philadelphia. Okay? So in his Ole Yeshua, on Agolas Kalim, talks about it as follows. Watch this. Materials which may or may not be kashered. Utensils may be kashered. What did he quote over here? Plastic. Look at the footnotes. Footnote 68. Plastic. Sridei Eish. Chelkas Yaakov, Tzitz Eliezer. Okay. But then he says over here as follows. Apparently, Rav Moshe is machmir only when it comes to Pesach. Pesach or machmir. We're afraid of a mashu. But there are those who say it's us even Shari Surim. Those who say it's mut even on Pesach. This is over here to be found in the Sefer HaGolas Kalim, on page Shin Sadi Beis, as it goes through all the various Kalim. He calls this over here, he calls it nylon. What? They still call that, they still call it nylon today? Plastic? Yeah? Oh, we. Nylon. Kalim mean nylon, backlit, plastic, celluloid, Efshalach Shira. Quotes a whole series of Gedolei Poskim who say it's permissible. And some say no. So the Maisa Amidah is to be makel all year long and to be machmir on Pesach. Okay? That's how we pass on Halacha L'Maisa. Nara Bosai. I want to show you an important Nakuda, which I really have problems with, which talks about Libun Kal. If you have a pshat, you can tell me pshat. Yes, sir.
So does that mean that if somebody would kasher their plastic before the chametz becomes usher, then we would be making even on Pesach, or no, we would be machmering it?
I would be machmering.
You shouldn't use any of the plastic stuff on Pesach.
I don't kasher, that's pshat very much, although I just look for it and you can find it. It's supposed to be here, but I don't see it. It's a different edition. Do me a favor, while I'm looking for this, talks about plastic. It's pasted on a different. I don't know how this works. Kashering. Oh, for Pesach. 1 second. Plastic may not be kashered for Pesach. Oh, I did get it right. 155. I just had my footnotes wrong. Shut the gwesmashin shop. As we just saw in the natural. So apparently, he assumes that Moshe makes a distinction between Pesach and other things. Okay? What up? I want to get you a Shulchan Aruch. Where are we? Start from the beginning. Shulchan Aruch. I'm sorry. Shulchan Aruch. Aruch Chaim. Ilchus Pesach. Tafnun Beis. Tafnun Beis. What I wanted to do is read you a line from the Mishpat Zov. I should have gone straight to the Farsh, but I should have gone to Prima Gadim. We'll try to find it. What does it say? Im lo higil kodesh man Yisrael yochel hagel ara Pesach she'oz chometz b'mashu ve'ein mo'ol hagolah she'chozo bo'leya ava mutal alabin kli toch ha'Pesach before Shiramo. Okay? Says the Mishpat Zov. That's the Taz. Please close the window. How do you close windows? Here?
The X button first. You have to press OK or the X. And then click the corner.
Why is it not leaving? Okay, can I continue now?
That's enough, yeah.
Enough. What's going on over here? Okay. I was trying to get Dallas. Be patient about saying Dallas. Ara Pesach Oschaz Mashal. Shem Cholomoy Hutzach Hussiv Zeh. Beyond the Vatzma, I feel the Bishayam Tev Asala Hagel Kamasha Kasa. Fine. Prima Gadim. Oh, this is long. Oh, no. Can anyone help me out? If I have it right, he talks here about.
It's right after Raj Bazaar.
Yeah, where's Libun Kal? I can't find it. Where is it? Where? I don't see Rashi.
Right under the old spot.
I think what right or low?
High or lower?
Higher. Oh, you're above where you are.
Hine Libun Kal. I like this. Modernish, they put in quotes. Liban Kal, Hamuskal Besimin Tana, Tahavi Kagola Lefine, Mikomakom Ein Soref Bifnim, Kiyim Maflit. Okay. Yeshloma the Osir Pesach, in Bola Tripod Chomas Ade Mashka Bacholamoy, the Efsha Choza Bolea. What? Chozer Obolea? I don't understand this prima godin. Chozer, it's you're cashing in water. So it's sitting in water. It goes out and comes right back in again. But here? I don't understand it. I would not say that it should go back in again. I'll just leave you with a tzarachim. I don't know the answer to this question. To me, it's a tzarachim. I don't understand it. Narabosai, you want to kasher our tanurim. How do you do it? We already saw it. The Prima Godim said, you need nitzotzos nitzim mamash. It's not enough to have kabbalah kachpoto. I wanted to say it to Fakert, but I want to view the other posts and see what they say. So the Hagolas Kalim book, page Tuf Mem Dalid, through Vav, he discusses this issue. Listen to this now. Every word is important. Tav Mem Dalet Tuvav is under the word Tanur. He quotes as follows. Rav Moshe's Machmir. You have to have real fire. It's not enough to hear. This is Rav Moshe writes. He's quoting over here from a sefer from Rabbi Weissman on Erev Pesach B'Shabbos. Quote, you need Liban 700 degrees Fahrenheit. And since most ovens are going to be ruined, you can't kasher it. 700 for immersion. Self-clean, I both say, is 900. So self-cleaning ovens are going to work, but nothing less. If you take a look in Rabbi Felder Sefer, he quotes the following amazing din from Rabbi Moshe. It's on page 77 in this page, in this book. Look what he writes. An oven may be kosher by using a blowtorch for 7 minutes on an area of 8 square inches. Figure that one out. How long is it going to take you to kosher your whole oven? A practical alternative to this is thoroughly cleaning the oven and then carving with an insert. That's what I do. This is ridiculous to do this. Now, where did he get this from? See, look at footnote 138. Kain shamati mimoran shlita. Heard from Rabbi Moshe. In my opinion, Rabbosai, number one, it's dangerous. I know somebody who died from kashering with a blowtorch before Pesach. Beligosma. Number two, Dilma Chayis. You're afraid you're going to ruin the oven. You're not be afraid. So the Chabad comes in with the professional blowtorch flamethrowers. Okay? So maybe they have flamethrowers and they know what they're doing. But for a private person to do it, in my opinion, it's usur mamish, it's sakonas nefoshes, you're not going to do a good job. So I would rather rely on the poskim who say that's enough to have kabbalah kachpoto of the 550 degrees, which I think works. And different opinions are halacha lemaaseh. I left a few minutes for questions. If you have any questions about kashering b'chlal, ask me now, because I want to, if not, we're going to send someone upstairs to make copies, and then I'll just give you a little introduction and we'll start tomorrow. Can you do me a favor? That's, we have, Baruch Hashem, 7 people in the room. It's a big crowd. 9 copies, just play it safe. Who has your entree to the upstairs, to the office? You need to do it in Rabbi Reese's actual room. You know, the one on the inside, or my code word is okay. Rebbe, can't say it too loud, so they'll be bankrupted. Okay. So Rabosai, we spent a lot of time on Tevilas Kalim. It was a week, I think 2 weeks on Agolas Kalim. We have less than 2 weeks left to discuss the whole topic of Simon Kudyud, including Klolei Svek. Let's first talk about scheduling. Is tomorrow 11 o'clock the best for everybody in the room? Okay. Wednesday, I apologize, I have to go back to my 9 o'clock mode. I know it's not good for you, some better for other people. Tell Kalman, I think for him it's better, 9 o'clock, maybe for others as well. So Wednesday is at 9 o'clock. We'll go back to, oh, and Thursday is the Siyum. What is the Siyum called for?
It's lunch.
It moves it to Thursday.
It's Thursday.
At 12 o'clock? What did it say on the big sign? Can you get it online? I think it's 12 o'clock, I think so. In which case, we're going to have the Shiur 10:30. Okay, 10:30 to 12. Something I'm saying, again, tomorrow, try to make a consistent schedule. Maybe next week we'll be lucky that it's 11 o'clock all week long. But for the moment, today 11, tomorrow 11, Wednesday 9, till 10:30, and Thursday 10:30 to 12. So we're covering the AM hours pretty well the rest of the week, okay? We're going to try to do is, as best as we can, see the sugars first in Chulin, because the initial sugars in Chulin. You don't have to bring me any more Avodah Zarah and Psachim. You can put those Gemaras back. Okay, you don't need it anymore. There'll be one Amud of Ksubis. Just to look it up. You don't have to bring it in. If you want to bring in Zvachim, it'll be helpful, because that's going to come up more. Okay, you'll see the Ma'amah Kofas as we give it out. And we'll see the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Yud. And we're going to have significant references to the Torah Sabayis, Bedek Habayis. That's where it really comes up. That's the program. So we're going to be discussing from the very beginning the following shaila. Just give you a 2-minute introduction to the shaila until Joel comes back with the Merkaros. Number one, there's a principle which is found in Masechta Chulin, the Shidur HaSeil. So we have Chul in front of us. We can open it up just for a minute. Are we able to get it? Okay, you know, let's stop Shia now. Give the guys a break. We'll get out 5 minutes early. And we'll, I kept you late one time. So you have to leave 12:25, you're telling me. So, Your Honor, everyone get out 12:25 today. And tomorrow, let's...